24-168.
Excuse me one second. Brennan, you're here, correct?
Oh.
Okay, no, you're good. No, I just wanted to make sure you were here. Thank you. Brennan is here, which he wasn't before. You're good.
Good morning.
You are to tell.
Issuing authority, Danbury Police Department, Detective.
Detective Lieutenant Malone.
That's correct.
Thank you. Your case, Detective?
Open statement?
Yes.
The appellant had applied for a application for his pistol permit, and he did include two of three motor vehicle arrests found on his record. But the issue at fact is that there was failure to disclose any of the other criminal arrests and/or convictions that were on the application. And instead of answering yes, there were convictions, the application was marked that no convictions were on his record.
Thank you. If you like convictions, at this point, we're only asking you for a very brief statement of your case.
Yes. I was filling out the application. I did it in the police station, and I was pleading guilty to these charges. I didn't think was a conviction, is my understanding of it. I wasn't hiding the fact that they were there. I just forgot about them. I thought, and like I said, pleading guilty to them, I thought wasn't a conviction. I just thought that it was an agreement and you paid a fine and.
Okay.
That was my understanding.
Thank you. Detective?
Yes, just more specifically, on the application, what was disclosed was a DUI conviction in Brewster, New York in 2009.
A DUI arrest, right?
Correct. Also, in 2009, use of a motor vehicle without permission, that was also disclosed. What was not disclosed through state fingerprint records was driving under suspension in 2010, which was a guilty plea of $150. And also, an interfering conviction in 2010, and a larceny fifth conviction in 1997. In-house records show some minor, simple trespass infraction that was nollied in 2023, improper dumping from 1986, and a town ordinance violation in 2005. But at issue is failure to disclose some of the convictions, and then also, when asked, have you ever been convicted, checking off, no. And the issuing authority does recognize that the convictions were around 2009, 2010, and previous, and some time has passed.
Would you like to cross-examine the detective?
Well, I'd just like to make a statement, but if not all the convictions.
When you get a chance to make your statement, if you have questions for him, now's your time to ask him to clarify what he has just said.
No, I can't deny anything. Of course, he has it all on record. No, I have nothing to say.
Okay, this is your chance now to make your case.
But don't we get questions?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, we do get questions.
Oh.
Of the detective, yes.
I'd just like to know what convictions were not disclosed. How many listed the arrests, the three arrests not disclosed?
Not disclosed. Not disclosed was the driving under suspension in 2010, the interfering resisting in 2010, the larceny fifth from 97.
I And is it your position that the only reason for the denial is the failure to disclose, or is it also the underlying facts and circumstances of those convictions?
The failure to disclose and the checking of the box of not being convicted.
All right, so what interfering was back in 2010 or whatever, you don't know or don't?
Correct.
It doesn't matter. It didn't,
correct.
Play, it didn't play into your decision?
Correct.
Okay, thank you. Sorry, you said time has passed. Does that mean that now you think enough time has passed that he is suitable?
I believe that that shows some good faith in respect to becoming suitable, yes. But the fact that the disclosures were not made there and the application was made at the police station possibly in haste does raise some concerns.
Had he disclosed everything accurately, would the permit have been issued? Basically, you already said yes. I mean,
yes, I believe it would be. It would be strongly considered to be considered for a permit. Yes.
So as we sit here today, he's suitable, except that he improperly filled out the form.
Correct.
Do you think he was trying to hide that, or is his excuse that he brought up or his reason?
I believe that there was no intentional. Based on his testimony and based on the records here, I don't believe that there was anything intentionally done to deceive. He stated that he did write down what he remembered, and he did not also know that his plea would also be considered a conviction.
Correct. That's
right.
Thank you. Do you still have the records of the interfering, or is it past your attention?
I do not have those records.
Okay, so you don't know any of the facts of that.
The only records I do have were from a simple trespass in 2023,
yeah,
which was not late.
Yeah. Okay.
Other questions from the town? Anything you'd like to say for your person?
Sure. I haven't had a drink in 17 years, so since the last conviction, because I felt that was a problem, and I took care of it.
That contributed to your difficulties?
I believe so, yes.
Would you like to cross-examine him?
I believe that the appellant was honest and truthful in his statement, and I'm satisfied with his testimony.
Questions for the appellant?
Just so I understand, so you're saying that because you pleaded guilty and weren't found guilty by a
right,
court
correct.
Or a jury, that you didn't think that was a conviction?
Correct.
But you understand that is a conviction?
I get it now.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Of course. And it makes sense, but when I was filling out the paper, you know, I was thinking.
Thank you.
Other questions for the appellant? Any concluding statement from you, sir?
Just that I'm a business owner in Danbury since 1984, and I've been around for a long time, and I have family raised through the school system, and I'm a law-abiding citizen. Since I stopped consuming alcohol.
Any final statement from you, sir?
No final statement.
Okay. Comments from the board?
I guess I'll just note that the issue of authority in this case is not concerned with the behavior that resulted in the arrest and convictions back in 2009 and 2010. The only issue was failure to disclose everything, and I think the issue of authority's opinion is now that he understands and believes the reason from the appellant. So as we sit here today, we'd probably find him suitable. Is that am I correct there?
Correct.
Yeah.
Summary.
Sure, this is a denial by Danbury. The denial is for suitability. The basis of the denial is the appellant's failure to acknowledge several arrests on his application. He did acknowledge two. The appellant also failed to disclose five convictions. The most recent was 2010 for driving under suspension. The appellant stated that he was somewhat confused or inaccurately checked the no box while he was filling out the application at the PD. Appellant stated he is a business owner for quite a few years in Danbury and has not had a drink in 17 years. And the issuing authority does not seem to have an issue with him being issued a permit at this time.
Thank you. Any other comments by the board? Ready for a vote? Chief Rosensweig.
Oh, Appellant.
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 Mr. Gray.
Appellant.
Attorney Sinetti.
Appellant.
Dr. Conrad. Appellant. I vote appellant.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
What happens now?
You'll get a letter.
You'll get a letter.